Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Jeffrey.
Jeffrey Zhang.
Jeffrey Zhang.
Yeah, and I'm Laura Zhang.
Okay, and today we're going to talk about Open Zhang. Now, Open Zhang is the symbol, the character that is famous because he represents 7-Eleven.
对，没错，如果我们去 Seven 的时候呢，是不是很容易看到大家都非常喜欢的Open 小将 ,Open 将。那今天我们的课文就是要讲到有关这个 Open 将哦。
Now, I've always wondered about the name Open 将. What does that mean? Why does it say, why is it open?
It's easy, because 7-Eleven always open 7-Eleven.
Okay, well, I didn't know that song, and I didn't know that it was always open, but now I do. Now, today we're going to read an article and learn a lot more about Open Zhang and his story.
Yay!
So let's start.
Open Z.
In 2005, Open Zhang and his friends started bringing joy to the people of Taiwan.That's when Open Zhang became the mascot of 7-Eleven. He landed on Earth and came to Taiwan with one mission, to make Taiwanese people happy. After 8 years, Open Zhang completed his mission. He decided it was about time to return to his open planet. He also opened a convenience store in his hometown. However,Open Zhang realized something was wrong after he got back home. He was becoming weak and losing his power. What's more, he was slowly disappearing from this universe.
One power!
Bring, 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 brought, brought. Celine will bring a salad to the picnic. Celine will bring a salad to the picnic. Convenience store, convenience store. It's easy for peopleTo pay their bills at convenience stores. It's easy for people to pay their bills at convenience stores. Weak, weak. Neil felt weak after a few days in the desert without water. Neil felt weak after a few days in the desert without water.Disappear, disappear. The magician made the rabbit disappear in his hat. The magician made the rabbit disappear in his hat.
Okay, the article begins. In 2005, Open Zhang and his friends started bringing joy to the people of Taiwan.
Wow, I didn't know it was that long ago. 所以其实呢，我们常常看到 Open 奖呢，大家回溯一下，它是在2005年呢，这个 Open 小将，他的朋友们，哇，就带这个带来给台湾的观众们 joy, 就是欢喜这样的意思啦。
Now this action bring, spelled B-R-I-N-G, to bring is to provide someone with something. Okay, so for example, Celine will bring a salad.To the picnic.
Nice! Celine will bring a salad to the picnic. I like salads. Okay, 我们来看一下。哇，第一个出现的字就是 bring, bring. Bring 的拼法是 B-R-I-N-G, 它是一个动词表示带来。那我们也顺便认识一下它的动词三态为 bring, brought, B-R-O-U-G-H-T, brought. 那刚刚呢，我们听到的例句就是说 Celine 呢，哇，她很棒，她会带一份沙拉去野餐。那另外呢，常常我们会说带什么东西给什么人，我们可以用 bring something to somebody or bring somebody something. 这两个句型都是可以的哦。那当然 bring 后面呢也是可以接人。For example, I could say, is it okay if I bring some friends to the party?
Sure, no problem.
Okay,
bring your friends.
That's good. Okay.那刚刚有提到说我们可以用 bring somebody something 这样的句型 So for example, I can say Can you bring me another drink? OK, 这样的句型都是可以的哦那接下来我们来看到下一句 OK, let's keep going and read the next sentence in our article Which says
Alright, the article continues、
mm-hmm.
That's when Open John became the mascot of 7-Eleven
哦、oh, 所以呢那个时候呢当然就是2005年呢 Open 小将呢就成为了 7-Eleven 的吉祥物。
Okay, a mascot is kind of,a character.、
Mm.
It could be an animal or、mm-hmm. an alien or,、whatever Open John is, I guess an、
yeah.
alien. And we often see mascots at sports games.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
For example,、
yeah.
I used to live near Chicago.、
Mm.
And there's a very famous basketball team, the Chicago Bulls.、
Yeah.
And the mascot is Benny the Bull.、
Aww.
So during the games, you can see this cute、cow dancing around、
yeah.
During timeouts when the game is not happening.
There are also a lot of other famous mascots, like when you're talking about baseball teams here in Taiwan, like the elephants.、
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
And the monkeys?
Yeah,、I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't really know a lot about others. I like the elephants. Okay, so mascot 是什么呢？就是吉祥物 ,M-A-S-C-O-T. 像是我们在棒球有兄弟象啦，那个大象呢，就是它的吉祥物啦。Okay, let's continue.
All right, so Open John must be an alien because、
right.
the article says...He landed on Earth and came to Taiwan with one mission,、
hmm.
to make Taiwanese people happy.
Oh, so, you know, Open John 应该就是外星人啦因为他登陆地球呢的时候他就带着一项任务 mission 来到台湾。那这个 mission 是什么呢就是让台湾的人们感到 happy, 快乐。
Right, a mission is a goal that you have, something that you must do.Isn't that right?
That's right. Mission 是什么呢就是非常、有意义的或是很重要的任务我们就可以用 mission 来、这个表达。
Alright, the article continues. After 8 years, Open John completed his mission.
Wow, okay. 所以在八年过后呢 Open 小将就完成了他的任务哦。
Okay, so job well done. He can leave. The article says he decided it was about time to return to his open planet.
Oh, okay, 不过这个时候呢因为他完成他的任务所以他认为该是时候呢回到了 open 星球咯。那这里呢我们就看到是该什么东西的时候呢我们就会用这样子的句型 It's about time to do something, 这样子的句型哦。或是 It is time for somebody to do something 那想要知道更多有关今天的英文快译通我们要请教我们的英文快译通老师
英文
快译通 Oh yeah
Hello 大家好 I'm Tim 今天我们要教大家两个很实用的句型一个是 It is time to do something 另一个则是 It is time for something 这两个都是表示该是时候做某件事情了然而这两个句型之间有什么不同呢现在就让我们一起来看看吧好今天我们要介绍的一个句型是 It is time to do something 表示是时候该做某件事了我们在什么时候会听到这个句子呢假设今天你在外面玩得很晚不想回家这时妈妈可能就会打电话来跟你说 It's time to go home It's time to go home 表示该是回家的时候咯不要继续在外面流连忘返 It is time to do something 这个句型很简单只要在 It is time 后方加上不定词 To do something 就表示该做某件事了然而我们也可以把这个句型写成 It is time for somebody to do something 表示是时候让某人做某件事咯以刚刚的例子来说我们可以改写成 It's time for you to go home It's time for you to go home. 表示你该回家咯。句中加入 for somebody 可以特别指出要强调的对象。让我再多造几个例句给同学参考。假设今天你跟朋友去图书馆读书读得很累，这时你就可以跟朋友说 It's time to take a break. It's time to take a break. 该是时候休息咯。或者可以说 It's time for us to take a break. It's time for us to take a break. 该是我们休息的时候咯。好，看完了第一个句型，再让我们来看看第二个句型。 It is time for something. 这个句型跟第一个句型的意思一样，只是后方直接加上名词，表示该做某件事了。举例来说，在学校上课时，你可能会听到英文老师说 It's time for our English class. It's time for our English class. 该是时候上英文课咯。或者历史课的时候会听到历史老师说 It's time for our history class. It's time for our history class. 该是时候上历史课咯。这两个例子都是在 for 的后方直接接上名词。让我再多造几个例句给同学参考。假设今天在家里，我们很可能会听到妈妈提醒我们该吃晚饭了，这时候她可能就会说 It's time for dinner. It's time for dinner. 该吃晚餐咯。或者到了该上床睡觉的时候，你就会听到妈妈说 It's time for bed. It's time for bed. 好，经过今天的讲解时候，希望大家能对今天的句型更了解哦。英文快一套，我们下次见咯。
Wow, that was interesting.
Okay. Right, we learned the phrase, it's time.
To do something, right. Or for somebody to do something.
So I could say, it's time to go to wrap up.
No, not yet.
Oh, you're right, it's too soon. Oh, we didn't even finish today's article.
Right.
Okay, I better continue reading.
Yes.
Okay, it says...He also opened a convenience store in his hometown.
How cute! Okay, 所以呢，这个 open 小将好可爱哦，他还开了一间这个便利商店在他的 hometown, 在他的家乡呢。
Convenience store, this is a great shop. Okay, it's a shop where you can buy food, magazines, etc. that is often open 24 hours each day. So it's open all day.
Okay.
So, for example, it's easy for people to pay their bills at convenience stores.
So true. Mm-hmm. It's easy for people to pay their bills at convenience stores. 我们来看一下今天的 convenience store 这个单词呢，就是便利商店。不 convenience 的拼法好像有点难哦，就是 C-O-N-V-E-N-I-E-N-C-E.Convenience 就是很方便的意思。Store 当然就是商店 ,S-T-O-R-E.OK, 那刚刚的例句就是说民众在便利商店啊缴费啊当然就很方便。那什么样的这个 bills, 像是我很喜欢 I like to pay my credit card bills at 7-Eleven. OK, and also I love convenience stores because I live on convenience store food and snacks. This is really true.Okay, do you like the food in convenience stores?
I like the food. I don't think I could live at a 7-Eleven.
I know it's not healthy.
But some people do. They eat, you know, a couple meals a day.
Right.
There. They pay their bills there.
Mm.
You can do almost anything.
Right.
There.
And I like the idea that you can collect those stickers, right? And then you can get those free cute mugs and stationery stuff.
Well, is that how you got
yeah.
that pen?
Yeah.
Oh,
like this. Okay, let's continue and find out more about...You know, our article.
Yes, but this article is not entirely happy because next it says, however, Open John realized something was wrong after he got back home.
Uh-oh. 不过呢 ,Open 小将呢他回家的后就发现呢诶 something was wrong, 就是有些事情好像不太对劲诶。Okay, let's find out what is wrong.
He was becoming weak.And losing his power.
Oh no! 这个 open 小将呢他就渐渐呢变得比较虚弱而且竟然怎么样还是 losing his power, 还丧失了他的能量 ,OK? 那这里的 lose 的拼法就是 L-O-S-E, 那不要把它跟 L-O-O-S-E 给搞混哦。另外一个两个 O,lose 的意思呢就是很松的这样子的意思 ,so don't get those two words confused.
Right. Now the word weak, spelled W-E-A-K, means not physically strong, so your body is not strong. For example, Neil felt weak after a few days in the desert without water.
Poor Neil. Neil felt weak after a few days in the desert without water. OK, 我们来看一下 weak 这个词 W-E-A-K 它是一个形容词表示虚弱的那当然它的相反词就是 strong 就是强壮的啦那刚刚例句就说啊，没有水的 Neil 他在 desert 他在沙漠当中待了好几天后当然就感到很虚弱因为他没有水喝哦 OK, for example, I could say The illness left her too weak to stand upOK, 所以如果呢有人生病了他的这个病情就会让他就是太虚弱无法站起来哦。OK, let's continue and read.
Well, it's about to get worse for Openjohn. What's more, he was slowly disappearing from the universe.
No, what's more? 就是不仅如此他就慢慢的在这 universe.宇宙中消失 What does this word mean? Disappear.
Now, to disappear is to stop existing, okay? To exist means to live or just be somewhere. To stop, so you're gone. For example, the magician made the rabbit disappear in his hat.
I love magic. The magician made the rabbit disappear in his hat. Disappear, D-I-S-A-P-P-E-A-R.Disappear 就是消失的意思当然呢相反词就是 appear 出现像是刚刚的例句就是说这个 magician 魔术师让这只兔子消失在他的帽子里咯 Well, I guess that's all the time we have for today Let's now go to our wrap up
Okay, so we read about Openjohn The character who's bringing happiness to Taiwan And his story started off very nicely. He completed his mission of making all of us happy, bringing us joy. But then he went back home and he started to lose his power.
真的，那一开始呢，其实我们今天的课文有提到的都是比较欢乐的，就走欢乐路线。那我们都知道 Open 小将，他是一个吉祥物 mascot， 那当然就是要带给我们人们欢乐。不过当他回去他的家乡的时候他感觉到他好像有点不太舒服哦因为他连他的一些能力呢都开始稍稍的减弱 What's going to happen to him?
I don't know I can't wait to keep reading for the next article So be sure to join us for part two of the lesson Hopefully someone or something will stop Openjohn from disappearing from our universe
OK, 那我们一定要锁定明天的课文就可以知道到底明天 Openjohn 会发生什么样的事情。拜拜。
拜拜。
听课小聚会。
Do you collect anything as a hobby?
Do you collect anything as a hobby?
Hi everyone, I'm Jillian. 欢迎来到 A Plus 小聚会。今天 Jillian 老师想和大家聊一个话题，就是搜集。你有搜集东西的习惯吗？像我就很喜欢搜集磁铁，但我指的不是一般的文具磁铁哦，而是每当我出国旅行，经过一个城市或国家时，我一定会带一个旅游景点的磁铁回家。所以我们家的冰箱上已经贴满大大小小的城市旅游磁铁咯这些不仅是纪念品也是很棒的旅行回忆呢那么各位同学呢 Do you collect anything as a hobby? Do you collect anything as a hobby? 这句话是说你有搜集东西的嗜好吗 Hobby 这个字我们在前几天有学到有嗜好爱好的意思而搜集这个动词英文我们会用 collect 这个字 C-O-L-L-E-C-T collect 例如搜集邮票我们可以说 collect stamps 收集钱币就是 collect coins 那么 collect comic books 是指什么呢没错就是搜集漫画书这可能也是很多同学的嗜好呢再来如果我们在动词 collect 字尾加上 or 就形成了一个名词 collector collector 则有收集者收藏家的意思例如我们刚才提到收集邮票换句话说收集邮票的人我们就称之为 a stamp collector 相同的 A coin collector 就是钱币收集者。A comic book collector 就是漫画收集者或是收藏家咯。介绍了这么多与 collect 相关的用法，相信各位同学们一定能把今天的句子收集到自己的脑袋。最后我们再复习一次今天的句子， A Plus 小聚会我们下次见， Bye。
Do you collect anything as a hobby?
Do you collect anything as a hobby?
Open Z.
In 2005, Open John and his friends started bringing joy to the people of Taiwan. That's when Open John became the mascot of 7-Eleven. He landed on Earth and came to Taiwan with one mission, to make Taiwanese people happy. After 8 years, Open John completed his mission. He decided it was about time to return to his open planet. He also opened a convenience store in his hometown. However, Open John realized something was wrong after he got back home. He was becoming weak and losing his power. What's more, he was slowly disappearing from this universe.
Bring. Bring. Bring, brought, brought. Celine will bring a salad to the picnic. Celine will bring a salad to the picnic. Convenience store. Convenience store. It's easy for people to pay their bills at convenience stores. It's easy for people to pay their bills at convenience stores. Weak. Weak. Neil felt weak after a few days in the desert without water. Neil felt weak after a few days in the desert without water. Disappear. Disappear. The magician made the rabbit disappear in his hat. The magician made the rabbit disappear in his hat.